Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Who in their right mind would have been, if say 3 weeks ago, if they said, well, you guys are going to be talking about snow.
Yeah, snow plows and icy roads and everything.
I would have bet against it, I got to tell you that. Because if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we were still walking around in short sleeve shirts.
Right, we were. And I still got a short sleeve shirt on, but I walked in with a heavy jacket.
Well, I didn't mean to refer to what you have on, but I'm just saying outside we were walking.
No. I know
walking
what you mean.
Shorts and as a matter of fact, we drew that just a couple of days ago. Anyway, snow is coming. You need to know about that. We've had some really intelligent people on and great guests throughout the show today. We spoke to Matt Coughlin, the Executive Airport Director at PNS International. We had PPD Officer Greg Gordon in talking about the Pensacola Police's efforts in terms of the traffic control and basically the overall safety for the residents of Pensacola. We had Chief Richard Hawthorne in from Gulf Breeze, came in to talk about being in the middle of a two-bridge scenario, of course, the Sykes Bridge and Three Mile Bridge, what happens in between is Chief's business, and he let us know exactly what was going on. They're prepared over in Gulf Breeze for this thing. So yeah. We enjoyed talking to Chief Hawthorne. And then we just got off the line with Scotland Williams. She, of course, is the Escambia County meteorologist, but she's also involved in activities with the Emergency Operations Center, a lady who has her finger on the button. And we enjoyed speaking with her, and I know she's going to be working that storm tomorrow.
Ugh.
So we're going to attempt, not going to confirm, but I'm going to attempt to get a hold of her, and so we can find out what's going on from the Escambia's point of view.
All right.
Busy day already today, but
yes,
leading in tomorrow, and we're all over this starting at 5 o'clock with Andrew.
No, I will agree with you on that much. We've had a loaded slate today. That is absolutely true. But as you said, a lot of experts, it's not for nothing. It's obviously some very valid opinions here. One of our top stories today, protesters, surprise, surprise, took to the streets in New York City as Donald Trump is now back in the White House. A large crowd braved the cold to attend a rally organized by the group The People's Forum in Manhattan's Washington Square Park. Demonstrators called for defending the rights of workers, immigrant families, women, LGBTQ. In his inaugural address, Trump said he'd declare a national emergency at the southern border, deport millions of immigrants, and end birthright citizenship. He also said his administration will only acknowledge only two genders.
Okay, interesting. We're watching a live roll here from Fox on one of our monitors, and it's showing the president finally going back to the White House.
Yes.
First time back to the White House.
And they already showed him signing some stuff, but he's returning to sign more executive actions.
But what I'm getting at is when they walk in the door there, do they say to him, "Welcome back,
Mr.
President Trump," or was it "Nice to have you back. You know where to go. I don't need to help you out."
It's probably going to be that way. I'm sure he'll have his usual escort just out of obligation. They always do it. But I'm sure he hasn't forgotten his way.
Okay. End of the inauguration day. The Trump team is now entering the White House like a play-by-play here. He's now driving through the driveway.
Yeah, running down the sideline. There he goes.
Peter Ducey. He's at the White House and has details on the transition.
In the office part of the White House, we are noticing the transition as well. The first Trump administration staffers showed up, and we did see some senior level people in the West Wing until just before noon, at which point a Secret Service officer walked through the West Wing where all of the photos of Joe Biden are gone. They left the gold frames up, but all the Biden photos are gone. And the Secret Service basically went in and locked the door so they can do a sweep. It seems like they just wanted to make sure that all the Biden people were gone so that they could bring a busload of Trump folks in.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds about right.
Reminds me of the Disney Haunted Mansion. If you've ever been to there, they have the framed pictures and they have the spooks and all in the picture. Can you imagine walking through the hallways of the White House and seeing all these frames, empty frames? What happened here?
Yeah.
You know what happened here. That's why you're here.
Yes, that is true. 6:15, we'll get our first quick check at the roads and weather this hour. Let's see here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Staples Stores. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Alrighty, it's been a pretty easygoing evening on the roads. Very happy to report on that. We've just had some mild congestion here and there. Nothing too crazy. And that's typically the case with holidays, of course, with this being Martin Luther King Jr. Day. As for the weather, though, we're sitting at around 37 degrees. Wind chill has it feeling like 32. Tonight's low officially is 27. Tomorrow, high of 33, low of 20. Got that snow winter remix coming in. And then on Wednesday, hopefully, the clouds will be parting. It'll be a bit sunnier. No snow in sight. High of 36, low of 25.
You were pretty adamant about that. No snow in sight.
Tomorrow,
Very definitive, let me tell you.
Yeah, tomorrow could be snowy. Wednesday, not so snowy. There you go.
Give me the time Wednesday it's going to stop.
I am not sure.
There's a question for her.
But it looks like just the winter.
There's a question for our contest.
There's a winter storm warning, and it's just a banner hanging over Tuesday and Tuesday only.
Okay. Let me just run down a few of these closings for you tomorrow so you won't be caught blindsided. Many weather cancellations, UWF closed, PSC closed, schools across the Gulf, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa counties, Baldwin, and Escambia counties in Alabama also closed. Escambia County offices are closed. Today, of course, for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and they will be closed tomorrow for the weather. City of Pensacola office is closed. Escambia School Board meeting has been canceled for Tuesday night. ECAT buses and UWF trolleys will not be running, so just be aware of some of those changes that it might have been in your itinerary for tomorrow. TikTok back online in the U.S. following a temporary shutdown was to comply with the bipartisan federal ban on the app. Ashley Strohbeier has the story.
Users were in a frenzy after TikTok went dark Saturday evening, but TikTok began restoring services. And here's the message to users after TikTok went dark. It reads in part, a law banning TikTok has been enacted in the U.S. Then goes on to say they are fortunate President Trump has indicated he'll work with the app on a solution. The app came back thanking Trump for bringing TikTok back to the U.S. Trump acknowledged the return of this at the Washington, D.C. rally, praising the app and laying out a future plan.
Alrighty. And, you know, we've been talking about Trump so much today for obvious reasons. We've also been talking about the strange climate in our area. Well, how about we merge those two? President Trump withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement for a second time. The White House confirmed the news in a memo to Republican House members. Former President Biden reversed Trump's decision the first time, and in his first term, the decision took 2 years to become official. The agreement, first signed by Obama in 2015, includes nearly 200 countries working together to keep global surface temperature increases below 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.
Okay, we heard from PPD earlier. We heard from Gulf Breeze PD, and now we're going to hear from Sheriff Bob Johnson from Santa Rosa. As you know, the Gulf Coast bracing for an unusual winter storm that could dump several inches of snow here in northwest Florida. Well, Sheriff Johnson says if you call for help, especially from his deputies, they're going to still respond, but most deputies won't be driving on snow for regular patrols.
We have several guys that work the road that came from NYPD, Chicago, so they know how to drive in the snow. So those guys and gals will be roaming around like normal. But the ones from the south, yeah, not so much.
Well, that's just the way it is. Yeah. Johnson says deputies will be parked and waiting for calls to respond to if needed. He says district offices and non-essential personnel will have the day off. Can you imagine? Here you are in like Chicago or something, you hear there's a snow day in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, wow. Well, and that's the thing. That's why it's becoming a matter being whittled down to something as simple as, okay, well, who's driven into snow before? Because a lot of people around here haven't.
And it still doesn't matter if you have. It's all still different every time you go out on the road.
Yeah, it's tricky no matter what.
It is.
I
gave up my snowshoes a long time ago, and I thought, okay, I'm way back in Florida.
Well, as Sheriff...
what's going on?
As Sheriff Johnson said, it's just a matter of, okay, well, the most experienced in driving in the snow, I guess you'll be the ones on duty today. 620 here.
I would play dumb.
Yeah, you'd be like, I've been in Milton all my life.
I don't know anything about snow. All I know about that Circle Case down the corner, I go in there and get cooled off in the summertime.
Yeah, if you say that, Bob wouldn't look twice at you. 620 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the recurring theme of Trump's inauguration process pops up again because something stood out to people during Trump's swearing in. We got some details on what exactly caught people's eye and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas, along with fresh, conservative leadership, right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust, and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy. So my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
The cost of health care is in the news. Tune in Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of health care. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Today we talked quite a bit about the pending inauguration of President Trump, the farewell address by President Biden, Dave Chappelle's outstanding monologue for Saturday Night Live, the deal reached between Hamas and Israel to release the hostages in exchange for a whole lot of prisoners of war, and how is the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office preparing for the cold weather and preventing rental home scams? And you can listen to the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away, and
and talk about their home. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Brandy, you're looking mighty fine tonight. The Looking Glass from 1969, I believe. Something like that.
God, that old? You sure?
Yeah. It's one of the first songs I ever played on the radio. But it was a biggie, and it was a great song for the Looking Glass. In fact, it was probably their only song that ever did it.
The only song I know about them, by them.
But you sure found it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
On a beautiful Monday afternoon, you pulled that one out of the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I've known that song for years.
I wondered about how much snowfall actually fell at any given time here in the Pensacola area.
Sure.
Are you curious about this?
Yeah.
The record, thanks for asking, the record one-day snowfall in the city limits of Pensacola occurred back in 1954. 2.3 inches of snow was recorded at Pensacola Airport, according to the Weather Service records we delved into today on that side. Anyway, Alan Strom has the update on what's going on weather-wise.
The Gulf Coast is under a rare winter storm warning, and that's because we're expecting about 1 to 3 inches of snow on Tuesday. Most of that will fall during the afternoon hours and into Tuesday night. On top of that, we might see a little bit of freezing rain. Now, freezing rain is when rain falls and turns to ice once it hits the surface. It's not good. Hopefully, it's mostly just snow without as much in the way of ice, but things are going to be slick around here for the next couple of days.
Alrighty, just a little bit past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather since Alan has set us up quite beautifully for that. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on the roads with that holiday traffic, with it being MLK Day. A lot of people, a lot less people are out there, but also the folks that are taking it easy. Thank you for that. Right now, 37 degrees. Tonight's low officially is 27. Heading into tomorrow, it's going to be that snow day we're all looking forward to. High of 33, low of 20. Wednesday, no snow from what we can see. High of 36, low of 25.
6 days after, starting Wednesday. 6 days. For 6 days. Count them. Go ahead. 6 days.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There you go. 0% chance of rain for the next 6 days.
I'm loving that.
It's going to be great.
We're getting more snow than rain here lately.
It's going to be great. Okay, listen. President Trump planning major changes to address the southern border crisis. This is where it's worth the ticket. Some locals are pretty excited about these actions. Brooke Taylor reports from El Paso.
President Trump, from the start, has said that his top priority is protecting innocent lives from criminals who shouldn't be in the United States. We spoke to many people, and they tell us that they are excited to hear that they are going to end catch and release programs, especially that CBP One app. Biden created that in 2023. It's brought in more than 900,000 migrants into the United States, essentially really this fast pass to get over here. And there's been serious concerns about the vetting process. If you go to the app, no longer exists. It will not allow anyone to book an appointment.
Alrighty, hinted at this before the break. Speaking of Trump, he did not place his hand on the Bible at his inauguration today. Trump kept his left arm down by his side and raised his right hand to perform the oath. The president used both a family Bible and the so-called Lincoln Bible, which was used to swear in President Abraham Lincoln back in 1861. Former President Barack Obama also used the Lincoln Bible in 09 and 13. Yeah, a lot of people were kind of wigging out on about this on social media, and other people were saying, hey, look, man, who cares? And they were citing that, hey, and when he took the oath the first time, he put his hand on the Bible. So it's just, it depends on how much you weigh it.
Okay, what does that mean? Does that mean that he's officially sworn in, that he doesn't have his hand on the Bible?
I guess.
It's going to come up. You know this is going to surface.
Well, that's the thing. It already has. People are already talking about it.
I know.
He's sworn in, but I guess it's like, it wasn't on a Bible. It was just on, I guess, his thigh, because that's where his hand was.
like a pinky squeeze or something?
Yeah, a pinky swear.
All right. They're clearing out the FBI. Boy, they're running for the hole. FBI's longtime deputy director retiring, leaving questions about who's going to run the bureau while Senate confirmation hearings get underway for President Trump's pick for the job. Tanya J. Powers has more for us.
Paul Abate has served as deputy director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation since early 2021 and became acting director following FBI Director Christopher Wray's last day on Sunday. Abate's retirement took effect at noon on Monday. He started his career with the FBI in 1996 as a special agent in the New York field office, later joining the counterterrorism division and working his way through the ranks before being named associate deputy director in 2018. It's not immediately clear who will take over as acting director of the Bureau. President Trump has said he will nominate Kash Patel to be the next FBI director, but his confirmation hearing has not been scheduled yet.
Following his inauguration today, President Trump spoke at the Capital One Arena in Washington. He promised to pardon many of those convicted of crimes in the Capitol riot in January 2021.
Tonight, I'm going to be signing on the J6 hostages pardons.
The president also promising quick action with illegal immigration and inflation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising bipartisan cooperation.
The American people want us to work together to make their lives better. Democrats are ready to do just that.
The Senate has unanimously confirmed the first Trump cabinet nomination. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, they also passed the Laken-Riley Act. It requires U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to detain illegal immigrants previously charged with violent crimes. It now goes to the House for final passage. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Amazon-backed Zoox is hoping to succeed in commercializing robo-taxi operations in 2025. The company plans to start rides to the public quite soon, expand its operating regions, and grow its self-driving vehicle fleet from the couple dozen it currently operates. Las Vegas is expected to be Zoox's first commercial market. According to a new National Low Income Housing Coalition report, there is no state in the U.S. where a 40-hour minimum wage work week is enough to afford a two-bedroom apartment. Nationwide, a resident would need to earn more than $23 an hour to afford a modest one-bedroom rental. Netflix's Big Bet on Sports events is expected to have driven more than 9 million subscriber additions in the holiday quarter. More than 60 million households globally tuned in for the Tyson-Paul fight in November, while its NFL games on Christmas Day drew in 26.5 million viewers on average in the U.S. The stock market is closed for the holiday. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Most of the times we either blame a coach or quarterback for not winning a game. And yes, John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson aren't blame-free, but the biggest person to blame for the Ravens not defeating the Bills was Mark Andrews. The usually reliable tight end was the antithesis of that on Sunday, coughing up the ball down 5 points in the fourth quarter, and then dropping a wide-open two-point conversion that would have tied up the game with a little over 90 seconds remaining in regulation. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Sky, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Sky, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Money to burn and the girls are pretty. Didn't take me long to learn that I was born to boogie.
Get you moving a little bit. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Chilly outside. I went out there to look at my dead battery. It is absolutely freezing. I'm thinking, and I'm going to ask Austin to give me a jump off here a little bit, and I do appreciate it because you'll see how cold I'm talking about.
It would be funny if you had not talked to me about this beforehand and you just mentioned it on air out of nowhere.
Oh well. Big weekend for the NFL. Now college football wraps up its season. Tim McMaster has more.
Saquon Barkley rushed for 205 yards and two scores, and the Eagles held off a late Rams rally to win 28-22. They'll host the Commanders in next week's NFC Championship game. In the AFC, the Chiefs will host the Bills after Buffalo forced three Ravens turnovers and stopped a two-point conversion late to win 27-25. Three of the last four Bills seasons have ended with losses to the Chiefs. College football's national championship tonight in Atlanta. Traditional powers, Notre Dame and Ohio State clashing. The schools have combined for 19 national titles, but the Irish's last title was 1988. It's their first trip to the final since 2012. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Yeah, two blue-blooded programs there meeting up, and that game is actually just about getting underway. Official kickoff is set for 6:30. Typically, it takes a few minutes after that. But yeah, any minute now, that game should be kicking off, and We disagree, but not really, because you and I both want Notre Dame. It's just a matter of whether we think Notre Dame will pull it off. But you even said, Chris, you're kind of like, if it's not the LSU Tigers,
I'm just gonna watch the game. I'm going to pull up my caramel corn. Love making caramel corn and watching football. You know, we do it at the end of the bed, me and my little monsters, and we watch football. They like caramel corn. Don't tell my vet that. Please, I shouldn't have said that. Great weekend on the ice as Pensacola swept Fayetteville. They won a three-game series there, picked up 5 points. This weekend, another brutal matchup for the Ice Flyers. Pensacola facing Evansville Friday and Saturday, two-game series, puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center, both of those games.
All righty. And, you know, we mentioned this in passing last hour, but we didn't really dwell on it. The Chicago Bears are reportedly finalizing a deal to make Ben Johnson their next head coach. That's according to multiple reports. The former Detroit Lions offensive coordinator is set to fly there soon, and contract parameters are in place. Excuse me. Johnson takes over for Matt Eberflus, who was fired midseason following a loss to the Lions on Thanksgiving, coincidentally enough. The 38-year-old coach spent the last six seasons in various roles with Detroit, and I'm telling you, Chris, the question now is, okay, how much is this going to hurt Detroit? How much is this going to change their identity as a contender in the NFC? And if it does, and it hurts them, and they maybe remain competitive, but not as much as like some primetime contender, maybe they're just a wild card exit team like the Steelers are right now. Don't get me started. I feel like we're going to look down on these couple of seasons and be like, golly, Detroit, what could have been?
I'm just curious on what kind of relationship he had with Jared Goff. Was it a real strong relationship with his quarterback? Was it okay? Or maybe they could slide somebody in there. Of course, they could be maybe a little more wiser, a little more smarter.
I don't know. I will tell you this. I don't know much about Ben Johnson's personality in particular, but this Detroit team, that was one thing that made him so likable. The team itself and the players and their chemistry, they seemed like they were having so much fun out there, and they got along so well. Dan Campbell really seems to be a good players coach. I would only imagine he would surround himself with guys on his staff that are similar, so I can't imagine there were any issues there, but I do hope that that they do bounce back, because that means with that deep of chemistry, the hole's going to be all the harder to fill.
I do hope I'm not too late in reminding you today is the day to take steps to protect your pipes against freezing conditions. Coming up tonight, it's going to be brutal. Pensacola this January, almost 12 degrees colder than the average for the same time last year. Here you go. We tell you all the time, but it makes a lot of sense. Just remember the four P's. Pets, people, pipes, plants. Keep the pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave the faucets dripping to prevent frozen, busted pipes. I did that last night. And it's a good idea to cover outdoor plants or bring potted plants inside. I saw my neighbor just put up these like six palm trees down the side of their yard. They have these things wrapped in blankets. I mean, just absolutely right midway to the top of the tree. That's a pretty expensive little investment they got going there for those six trees.
Absolutely.
They certainly don't want to lose it to Mother Nature, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, and I was driving down my neighborhood the other day, and I saw some woman out front. She was putting a bag over one of her trees that was just sitting in the middle of her yard.
Well, I told you I put a sheet over my my Satsuma tree with the one Satsuma on it.
Exactly. just the primo care.
As Buddy Ebsen would say, his Uncle Jed and the Beverly Hillbillies, pitiful.
Yes.
Just pitiful.
It looks pitiful, but it is necessary. Any bit helps. All right. Bernice King, daughter of Martin Luther King Jr., says it's wonderful that Inauguration Day lands on the late civil rights leader's national holiday. She said it's wonderful that this occurs on the King holiday, the inauguration, because it reminds us of King. She said the fact that Trump's inauguration landing on MLK Day will point us back to King. I feel like I'm repeating a lot of words here. Addressing those who were unhappy.
A little repetitive here.
Yeah, but you know what? We're sending the message all the more. It's
being
drilled.
I'm listening. Oh, you're doing fine. Go ahead.
Addressing those who were unhappy with Trump's Election Day win, she said Americans need to focus on her father's goal of nonviolence. So there's the Cliff Notes version. She likes that the inauguration took place on MLK Day because it connects us with King's nonviolent message.
I got that. The message is very key, very critical. She's crazy because it did affect the amount of news. I watched it. I watched what was coming across the news wires, and I saw how much was dedicated. I would say 50% less than years not being on an inaugural year. There was just no press cycle at all, no media cycle at all.
I saw a lot of recognition of it on social media.
But not deep in depth like every year we do every year.
I'm talking about like the NFL saying, hey, remember Martin Luther King.
Okay, thinking about buying or maybe selling a home, mortgage rates continued their upward climb, still above 7%, adding future pressure on the stagnant housing market. Realtors don't want to hear this stuff. Home buyers, home sellers are watching the mortgage numbers today. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on the 30-year fixed rate mortgage at 7.08%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage is 6.50%. But I will add a caveat to this. Don't even think about maneuvering or treading these waters without an experienced realtor. Don't even go there.
That is absolutely
true. Because you're barking up the wrong tree on that one.
Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. The roads, knock on wood, have been very kind to us throughout the bulk of this evening. Not too much going on the roads at this time either. As for the weather, my tongue just spazzed there. 37 degrees, wind chill has it feeling like 32, low of 27 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 33, low of 20, and very high chances chances of at least some quote-unquote snowfall. We'll see how legit of snow this is. Not only that, we'll see just how much it is. And then on Wednesday, the snow should be gone. High of 36, low of 25. And Chris, this actually reminds me of something a texter sent earlier. You've driven into snow before. You've been in snow-ridden areas, or snow-riddled, rather.
Too many years.
Yes, too much time.
I don't want to see it again, so I'm not getting excited over this at all.
Well, someone did ask, and let me see if I can find the question here because I don't want to misquote them.
Yeah, don't misquote them.
Yeah, but it was someone, let's see if I can find it. Essentially, they were asking, how do you get snow off a car? That's what they were asking.
Is that a real question?
Yeah, a texter asked, how do you get snow off your car?
You brush it off.
Well, I guess they mean, how do you do it like safely without damaging paint or anything? Just with your hand?
A brush. You can brush it off. Now, wait a minute. Let me preface this whole conversation by adding a couple of elements here. First of all, humid snow, dry snow, such as Colorado, wet snow, such as Cleveland, Ohio, from the lake effect snow. Mm. Two different. Lake effect is going to be real thick, real clumpy, and real hard to get off.
Yeah, they explained the context here. They said they've just seen some snow come off and damage roofs and windshields. Yeah,
they're right. And I'll tell you another story. Remember I told you when working in Chicago, you used to have to walk around down Michigan Avenue, but you used to have to walk right next. You had to hug the building because you couldn't walk out because of the falling ice that falls from the buildings when they have the weather event like that. So that person is absolutely correct. It just depends on the type of snow.
Mm, all righty.
They're going to refer me as the snowman.
Yes, that is what we're called.
I am the snowman.
We got to re-record our promos now. It's Pensacola Right Now with Frosty and Austin.
That's right. That is so right.
I mentioned MLK Day earlier, getting his daughter's perspective.
Right,
but
right.
Here's some historical context on Martin Luther King Day, how it came to be. It was created in 1983 after the signing of legislation by President Ronald Reagan. The movement to honor Dr. King's birthday, though, actually began 15 years prior, the day after his assassination in 1968. The first federal MLK holiday went into effect on January 20th, 1986. Though several states were still resistant to the idea, some said King didn't deserve his own holiday, and several southern states, apparently, chose to include celebrations for various Confederate generals on the same day.
Bah humbug, let me tell you.
Yeah, what a buzzkill.
I do the parade, the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade with Sue and Vernon Watson.
Right.
Every year we didn't do it, and I was very disappointed that we did not have the parade today because the day was beautiful. We've been through colder days than that, and that parade rolled. But I was very disappointed. But I have a book that I have kept over the years, adding to my factual information about Martin Luther King Jr. As a matter of fact, we would have on the people from the King Library in Atlanta a lot of times. We spent a lot of times dispelling myths, unfortunately. Mm. You know, and that really, you know, rumors, blah, 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 and all this stuff going out there. But yeah, I've got a manual about 3 inches thick on materials that I've assimilated over a decade in doing the parade. And when I get to hear things like that, I just have to discard them.
Yeah.
They're just not factual.
And, about what in particular?
Just the overall theme of what they're talking about.
Oh, like people disagreeing and stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We've been talking a lot about Donald Trump. Well, I'm sick of it.
No. We got four more years.
let's talk about Melania Trump for this moment.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Because she turned some heads as well.
Did she ever?
Yes, and there's a pun in there somewhere because it was about her hat. Her hat, it was the center of attention on her husband's inauguration day. After she appeared with President Trump Monday morning, Google showed that Melania Trump hat was a breakout search. The first lady wore a custom navy coat by Adam Lips and a hat by Eric Javits. What is it? Javits? Whatever. Trump appeared. I am fashionably illiterate. Trump appeared to air kiss his wife when he arrived for his swearing in as 47th president, blocked by the brim of her hat. Yeah. He almost poked his eye out a couple times.
I love that hat.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. I love that.
That's not my style.
She is so, so stylish.
And first ladies typically try to be.
They put a good effort in it.
Like Jacqueline Kennedy, you know.
Jackie O was great, you know, at doing this. But with Mrs. Trump, doing. She's an experienced and a world-class model, first of all.
Right.
And
she's in the know.
She kind of knows her way around the ring.
Just a little bit. You know. Yeah.
But anyway, I thought she knocked it out of the park this morning. Really did.
All righty. Let me ask you this before we go to break, Chris.
Go ahead.
When I say this is unrelated, brother, I mean it.
All right, good.
Have you ever seen the film The Book of Mormon?
I have not.
Okay. Well, actor Josh Gad.
You were going in character. I can tell right there.
Yeah. I was really trying to embrace some weird accent. Actor Josh Gad writes in his new memoir that Jake Gyllenhaal warned him against pursuing a role in the film. The two starred together in the 2010 movie Love and Other Drugs, and he wrote that Gyllenhaal initially laughed at the first track from the show and then became worried as he continued listening to the music from the raunchy musical from the creators of South Park, musical. Gyllenhaal told Gad the show was too controversial. Something made by South Park folks is going to be a tad controversial. They had a whole thing with depictions of Jesus, Muhammad. What makes you think something called the Book of Mormon by them is going to be soft to the touch? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not treading that water.
I mean, come on, people. Let's use our brains here. Just past 6:50, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, a typed early draft of the lyrics to Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man sold at auction on Sunday, and we got details on how much it was and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, probably one of my all-time favorite tracks there.
Really?
It just puts me in a great mood when I hear that song. It really does.
That's surprising.
Another good job. 6:53, News Radio 92.3. Sony Pictures, one of them days, edges out Mufasa, The Lion King, to earn the top spot at the weekend box office. Fox's Kathleen Maloney has more on the trending story.
The buddy comedy, One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and singer SZA, opens in first place.
How we gonna make $1,500 by 6? Not to mention I got the interview at 4.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
You want a loan?
If you don't have the money this month, you're not gonna have it next month.
The film, which cost $14 million to make, pulling in $11.6 million in its opening weekend, Walt Disney's Mufasa the Lion King not far behind with $11.5 million in its fifth weekend in theaters, the Blumhouse horror Wolfman debuted in third place with $10.6 million, Sonic the Hedgehog falling to fourth place with $8.6 million, Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, takes fifth place with $6.6 million. Kathleen Maloney, Tony, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this evening. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. It's been a pretty smooth sailing afternoon and night, so thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 37 degrees, wind chill, has it feeling like 32. Tonight's low is 27. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 33, low of 20, with pretty high chances of some snowfall, just a matter of how much. Wednesday, though, shouldn't be any snow in sight.
Okay, 6:55, News Radio 92.3. Sheriff's deputies here in Florida weren't fooled by the labels on these bags. Teresa Crowley explains.
Brevard County Sheriff's deputies pulled over a vehicle with a Melbourne, Florida woman riding as a passenger. The driver agreed to a search, saying nothing illegal should be inside. 31-year-old passenger Taryn Acri did have a few bags with her. The sheriff's office notes this is the part you can't make up. One bag was labeled definitely not a bag full of drugs, along with methamphetamine, needles, Narcan digital scales, baggies, cut-up straws, and other paraphernalia. The woman booked on charges of trafficking in meth, possession of meth with intent to sell, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The arrest about 2 weeks after Acri was detained on similar charges during another traffic stop. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All righty, and hinted at this before the break. A typed early draft of the lyrics to Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man sold for $508,000 at auction yesterday. The lyrics were tossed in a trash can by Dylan back in 1964 after he spent the night writing them at rock journalist Al Aronowitz's New Jersey home. He rescued them and passed them down to his children when he died in 2005. Other Dylan items were also up for sale, including a Fender Telecaster guitar that fetched more than $220,000 and an abstract oil painting by Dylan that sold for $260,000.
Hoo-wee.
Pretty pennies.
Yes, it is. Okay, Alan Strom makes one final return to the show this afternoon and with the latest weather.
The Gulf Coast is under a rare winter storm warning, and that's because we're expecting about 1 to 3 inches of snow on Tuesday. Most of that will fall during the afternoon hours and into Tuesday night. On top of that, we might see a little bit of freezing rain. Now, freezing rain is when rain falls and turns to ice once it hits the surface. It's not good. Hopefully, it's mostly just snow without as much in the way of ice, but things are going to be slick around here for the next couple of days.
All righty. And you want to hear this article, or not article, headline is quite a change of pace, Chris. You ready to hear it?
Yeah, we're going from print to electronic media.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. An Illinois man accused of throwing bags of cat feces at the homes of Donald Trump supporters. That's what he's facing. James Walker faces 13 counts of littering and 13 counts of disorderly conduct. I'd say so. The local sheriff's office there says Walker targeted 5 homes in 3 separate townships, and the crimes began last March. Police say Walker would slow down in front of a home displaying a Donald Trump flag, throw a bag of cat feces in the yard, and speed away.
Just glad he's not a cow farmer.
Ooh, you are correct. I don't know how bad cow feces smell, but
well, I'm just saying the amount. I'm sure that he's.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. He'd have a lot more ammunition.
I'm sure he would.
I know. Cat feces a little bit goes a long way.
All right.
On the nose.
More and more Americans owe more than their auto loans and their cars are worth. This must be just really discouraging. Jeff Manosco has more on the report.
Edmunds reports that 25% of new vehicle trade-ins toward new car purchases had negative equity last quarter, a 4.5% increase year over year, and a problem that can lead to years of financial headaches for consumers. Average trade-ins had over $12,000 in negative equity tacked onto the total amount financed on a new car. Edmunds says if you find yourself significantly underwater on your car loan, try to hold on to the vehicle, get it paid off, and maintain it. Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
All right, and a fake trailer for The Godfather Part 4 went viral online, causing Sylvester Stallone to issue a warning to his fans. Stallone took to Instagram to comment on the fake trailer, writing, quote, "What is going on? LOL, this is definitely not to be taken seriously," unquote. The individual responsible for creating the fake trailer used the video's YouTube description box to tell viewers how they made the video and that it's a concept trailer created solely for artistic and entertainment purposes. This sort of thing happens all the time. I don't know why this time it made news.
Okay, let me peer over here at the Pensacola International Flight Board. Only a couple of flights in question this afternoon. Other than that, no delays or cancellations to deal with. But there is a flight coming up from Washington Reagan, American 5544, scheduled touchdown, 10-10 now, closer to midnight. And then there's a flight coming up out of Miami. It's an American flight, 3968, 10-33 touchdown. Forget it. Blow it off. Don't even think about it. They canceled that flight this afternoon. So as you heard, we had a great few minutes with Matt Coughlin.
Yes.
The airport executive director earlier this afternoon. Airport's in fine shape for any type of inclement weather to come along. But the one thing that he keeps and kept stressing, just like we do here when we're giving out these reports, check with your airline, the carrier,
yeah,
for the latest information to get you there and get you out of Pensacola with the least amount of time and work. Hey, see you back at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Have a great night.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.